And it looks like, Robin, a lot of the mm-hmm. candidates are there in Michigan with you as well. A couple of them are going to be in a Fox News town hall tonight. We'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, the Republican Party elders are starting to worry about the future of their party after Donald Trump solidified his frontrunner status with wins on Saturday in Kentucky and Louisiana. Ted Cruz won more delegates than Trump did over the weekend, though, by winning caucuses in Maine and Kansas, and Marco Rubio won Puerto Rico. Joining us now is Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, we read in the Wall Street Journal, columnist Peggy Noonan writing that she thinks the party is shattering because Republicans are so divided about Trump, and she argues that branches of the party no longer have shared principles.
There is much to what she says. There is more to this, though, than just the divisive personality, the dynamic personality of Donald Trump. There are strong strains of emotion and analysis in the Republican Party, in the whole part of the American electorate's brain that is the conservative side, that are colliding right now. It's troubled times because you have, on the one hand, people who really have been longtime ideological conservatives back decades and decades, really people who have been opposed to what went on in Washington since, let's say, the New Deal in the 1930s and certainly since the 1960s. And that particular part of the party is trending towards Ted Cruz right now, seeing him as their main champion, someone who is orthodox ideologically. And then you have the people who are perhaps former Democrats, perhaps former independents, perhaps people associated with or excited by the Tea Party, and they are attracted to this new figure, well, maybe not new to them, but new in the world of politics that we see in Donald Trump.
But there are people talking about whether there will even be a Republican Party at the end of the day. I want to listen here to our colleague Mara Liasson speaking on Weekend Edition yesterday. She said she hasn't seen this kind of division in a long time.
We are seeing the crack up of a major American political party. The base has chosen or is choosing a candidate that the establishment says is absolutely unacceptable. And what that means is this marriage of an elite, big business-backed establishment and a blue-collar, downwardly mobile base has really come to a divorce.
A divorce, Ron? Does that mean that there's a possibility that there will be no Republican Party after this election, that something else will form?
It doesn't mean that there will not be a Republican Party. There will be an entity that calls itself the Republican Party, and it will doubtless be extremely important in American politics, but it will not be the coalition that we have seen in recent decades. It will be different. It will not be the post-Ronald Reagan party that was an expanded party that welcomed in a lot of people who felt that they have themselves been abandoned by the Democratic Party, including Ronald Reagan himself. That party has had apparently its day, because that party always came up with a unifying nominee by this point in the process, or by at least April, May, June in the process. They didn't get to the convention and try to decide who their nominee would be and go to war over it. This year, it appears we are on our way to a convention where no one will have the required majority of delegates before we get there.
Hmm. And of course, well, we'll find out more in the next few days and weeks. Maybe something will change. But let's listen to what the party has to say about this. This is the RNC chairman, Reince Priebus, on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday. He is being very optimistic about this, and he says he thinks that the party is going to unite behind a nominee.
Ultimately, there's a long way to go. We are going to come together, and we're going to beat Hillary Clinton, who's now dodging immunity agreements with the DOJ.
And Rush Limbaugh on Fox News yesterday noted that Donald Trump is putting together, as he puts it, a broad coalition of voters.
I think with the case of Trump, there's a much bigger upside than downside. A lot of people disagree with me on this, but the people who want somebody not of Washington. It's serious this time. It's the disconnect between the Republican Party establishment and the Democrat establishment and the people of this country is longer, broader, wider than I have ever seen it.
Now, Ron, you mentioned Ted Cruz as the alternative that some people are rallying behind. But is Ted Cruz the man who can save the Republican Party?
he certainly can save that portion of the Republican Party that has been Republican longest and that is most consistently conservative across the board on economic issues, national security issues, social issues in particular. He can probably bring together all those elements of the party. He is not going to be the favorite of elected officials, certainly not the ones who have worked with him or tried to work with him in the United States Senate. He has no supporters there. He has no one who has endorsed him there. And he has alienated a lot of people in the party. And he was a divisive figure even back in Texas, where he ran against the establishment of the Republican Party there. But when it comes to appealing to the kind of people who come out to these primaries and caucuses, Ted Cruz has been the purist. He is extraordinarily intelligent. He is well-trained in debate. He is going to be a powerful figure going forward. And he's Donald Trump's biggest problem at this juncture.
Unless there is a third party candidate, and that brings us to Michael Bloomberg, and we hear that he's going to decide within 2 weeks whether to mount an independent run.
That's right. And the skinny on this that I've heard from people who seem to be in touch with Michael Bloomberg is that if Hillary Clinton is in good shape and there's no chance of Bernie Sanders being nominated, he's okay with Hillary and doesn't want to be the guy who denied the first woman the chance to be in the White House as president of the United States. But we'll have to see and we'll have to hear from Michael.
Ron Elvings, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, getting ready for, he sounds like, at least one contested convention. We'll find out. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.